Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size Science with Dr. Chris Smith and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. In part one, we learned about electricity and how it's made, and also some of the major non-renewable sources that are used to produce it. Well, now we're going to look at some of the more environmentally friendly alternatives. So, Ben, what are they?
Well, one option is renewable energy sources such as wind, rivers, that's hydroelectric energy, tides, hot rocks, or geothermal energy, or waves. Now, their energy comes from the sun or another source which is going to last billions of years. But because they often don't have a fuel you can store, we can't choose when their power is available, and so you don't get energy as and when you want.
Well, let's take a look at some of these in turn. First of all, how do we get energy from the wind?
Well, you can use a wind turbine, which look like giant space-age windmills. They convert the wind's kinetic energy into the rotation of their blades, which turns a generator. They're good because there's no carbon dioxide released in generating the electricity, and they are renewable as the winds are powered by the sun.
But I wouldn't want to live next door to one.
Well, some people think they're an eyesore, and they can be noisy, but this isn't the major reason we don't get our power from them. They are expensive to build. Their energy is very dispersed. You'd need to cover one-tenth of the UK with wind turbines to generate enough electricity. And the wind is very unreliable. If the wind doesn't blow, you don't get any power.
What about rivers then?
Well, hydroelectric power essentially works by collecting rainwater that's coming down a river by trapping it behind a high dam. This means the water has lots of potential energy, which can be released by letting it run out a pipe. As it runs down, it's moving fast, so it has a lot of kinetic energy, which is then used to turn a turbine, which turns a generator. It's actually a really great form of power. The dams are straightforward to build, if a bit expensive, and because you're storing lots of water behind a dam, you can let the water out when you want it, so it's really controllable.
Great, so why don't we generate more electricity this way?
Well, it would be nice, but to generate a lot of power, you'll need a lot of water falling a long way, for example, in a mountainous area. And although it feels like it rains a lot in this country, there's not nearly enough rivers to power the whole country. You also need to flood a large area, which can create lots of rotting vegetation. This then creates methane, which is a potent greenhouse gas.
So it could be counterproductive. So what about tidal power, for example?
Well, the tides move huge amounts of water back and forth across the oceans. You can take advantage of this by building barrages, dams across a river mouth to trap the water, or by building tidal turbines, which are like underwater wind turbines. Tidal power is carbon dioxide free and it's predictable, as you know when the tides will be. But the power isn't there when you want it. Also, building barrages can alter the environment for seabirds.
What about wave power though? Because waves are really powerful.
Oh, they are really powerful. And it's the wind that creates the waves in the sea. Now, these have lots of kinetic energy, so you can use this to turn a generator to convert it into electricity. But unfortunately, in most places, they're only very powerful occasionally during storms. And then, quite often, they're so powerful that they'll destroy your generator.
Which could be bad. Bad news. Okay then, so what about hot rocks? How do we get energy out of the ground?
Well, this is called geothermal power. If you drill a hole in volcanic areas, there's a huge amount of heat in the rocks that were recently molten or near some magma. You can then use this heat like in a conventional power station to boil water, turn a turbine and generate power. Or you can just use it to heat local houses and businesses. You can also generate geothermal power from hot rocks such as granite, which are heated by radioactive decay of uranium and other elements in the rock. So it's a form of nuclear power, but without the risks. Geothermal power doesn't produce carbon dioxide and is renewable, and it's great if you're living on a volcano so you don't have to drill very far. But unless you live in Iceland, there are not really enough volcanoes, and if you want to generate power from hot rocks, drilling the holes can be very expensive.
Okay, so what about solar energy then?
Well, the sun releases an immense amount of energy, and you can generate power from it directly with solar cells, which you've probably seen in calculators or on pictures of satellites. You can generate it indirectly by growing crops and burning them as biofuels. Or you can just use the sun's heat in thermal solar panels to heat your house or hot water.
Well, that sounds ideal.
Well, unfortunately, it isn't reliable. It obviously doesn't work at night, and if it's cloudy, you don't get anywhere near as much power. Solar cells are very expensive and difficult to produce, so we couldn't afford enough of them. But thermal solar panels are much cheaper and could reduce the amount of other forms of energy we need.
So producing enough energy certainly isn't easy, especially if we want to get away from using fossil fuels.
No, it's going to be one of the biggest challenges of this century.